USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. No verdict yet. The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
The case is complex. Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Omarosa leaking new tapes to the media. On this clip, Laura Trump telling her she can have her new campaign job if she meets certain conditions.
I think we can work something out where we keep you.
Omarosa, a former Apprentice contestant, fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly from her position at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Some unnerving moments on an American Airlines flight. On board and witness to the situation, former Arkansas Governor Republican Mike Huckabee. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Mike Huckabee was on that plane, and he told Fox News what happened.
I landed at 5 a.m., and we were at the gate, and then they said we can't get off the plane. Someone has a medical issue, and it could be a contagious issue, so everyone's going to have to be kept on the plane. Then we're pulled to a different gate in the far area of the airport. People came on with masks and gloves to take the passenger. She was placed on a gurney. Later, they allowed us all to leave, and apparently she's okay. Let's hope so. We're all okay, and I want to say American Airlines, they really did a great job of handling it very professionally
well, nice
and calmly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have money in the market, stocks on the rise. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 396 points, the NASDAQ adding 32, the S&P 500 gaining 22 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Music legend Aretha Franklin has passed away from pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
You're no good.
The Grammy-winning singer had reportedly been battling cancer, and just days ago, her family was asking for prayers for her, disclosing that she was being cared for at her home by hospice. Her music spans several genres, including gospel, jazz, soul, pop, and R&B. Born in 1942, she sang gospel music before starting her mainstream career at the age of 18. In 1987, she became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And some good news to report, a Minnesota bus driver making an unscheduled stop, gaining a new passenger as a woman goes into labor. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Passengers jumped in to help her deliver the child when it was apparent the baby was arriving. Michelle Agier was quickly laid on the floor while a male passenger prepared to catch the baby. The baby was born seconds later. Another passenger called her mother, who was a midwife, and asked for a string or a shoelace, which a teenage girl handed over. She was rushed to the hospital, and the new baby is doing fine.
This is USA Radio News.